Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Sahaki. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sugar Cain. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball towards left. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Burnett moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cain fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Cochran moves to second. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki takes first base on ball four. Cochran moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Sugarcane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cochran. The slide. Myatt applies the tag. Cochran is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer bunts in front of the plate. Myatt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sahaki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Myatt to Burnett and they have Higgins trapped. The throw over to Morgan, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to third. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin bunts towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to second. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sahaki strikes out. One out. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 0 for 1 in the game. Cane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Cane moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cane scores. Bishop moves to third. Kramer moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Averill moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Morgan bunts towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to third for the out. Sissel moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sissel moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Kane's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer throws the ball into Bishop, who tags Porter trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sahaki hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks, Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Kane moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Sissel steals second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Cochran moves to second. Ed Sahaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sahaki is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sahaki hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Powers pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.